This is an article from the Gundagai Independent of Monday, the 21st of July 1952. The headline reads, Near All-In Brawl as Markup Game Ended. Final bell was signal for some young players to lose all reason. At the clang of the final bell on Saturday's Markup match, three members of the young team lost all reason. That bell sounded the death knell of their hopes of lifting the famous trophy, and instead of taking defeat as sportsmen, their callous and cowardly actions almost precipitated an all-in brawl. It was only the calmness and firm action of other players of both teams that prevented what looked like developing to a very ugly scene. As the final bell clanged and referee Ray Ward signified the termination of the game, Nev Hand, who had the ball, was thrown to the ground. Two young players who had now gone berserk went into Hand with a will and while he lay on the ground they punched him here and there and everywhere. Players raced up and then another young player knocked Len Cook cold with a cowardly blow from behind. As the fight started, the crowd stormed onto the field. Coats came off. Boos rent the air. It looked as though one of the worst brawls in football history would be staged. Sensing the seriousness of the situation, Young's captain Sid Hobson and Peter O'Connor rounded up the young team and made them leave the ground. This was no easy task, but was manfully done and the irresponsibles were led away. Had the Gundagai players retaliated, it is difficult to say what would have been the outcome. The crowd was incensed and it was only required one little spark to set off the explosion which would have caused untold harm and cost the Rugby League Code much of its prestige. Whilst condemning the three irresponsibles of the young team for their most stupid action, Sid Hobson and Peter O'Connor are to be complimented on the stand that they took in quelling what could have been a riot. Everyone is proud of the Gundagai team, who always do all possible to avoid ugly incidents. In this respect, nothing but the highest praise goes to Nev Hand. Whilst on the ground, Hand was in the receiving end of many blows, but he did not jump up and retaliate. If I had done that, everyone would have been fighting in an instant, said Gundagai's coach, and surely the great game of football which I love should not be allowed to deteriorate into a dirty brawl. Nev Hand again proved himself a true sportsman, had he let himself go, there would have been hell let loose. Why this grand and clean footballer is made the target by some players is beyond comprehension. The police arrived on the scene and the crowd which had assembled in the centre of the area were dispersed. The madness which associates itself with markup football was clearly evident on Saturday.